20 years ago, not one person spoke the native Aboriginal language of the Adelaide Plains, but a handful of dedicated people have brought the Kaurna language back from the dead. Nicola Gage reports from south of Adelaide.
Tamiamina Munkindal grabbed all the places that are none left. Tamiamina Munkindal.
I'm at the Living Kaurna Cultural Centre, and 25-year-old Jack Buckskin is teaching people his native language.
We've just been going through the sound system, so we've got words up there for plate, cups, bowls.
The group is gaining TAFE qualifications in the once extinct language. Mr. Buckskin says interest in the program has been growing.
Normally there's about six teachers, and the teachers come to learn a bit of language, learn a culture, and then take it back to their day schools and teach other students out there, which is good because I'm the only teacher, and to raise the awareness of what's happening with the language, I need people like this that are keen to learn but keen to teach other people as well.
Mr. Buckskin is also teaching teenagers at Salisbury High School in Adelaide's north, where it's become part of the syllabus.
I probably had 12 enrolments at the start, and a lot of the kids were forced into it. Now a good even 50-50 of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal students says it's probably more students chose the language over Italian and stuff now. So starting the students that are out there are learning it, speaking it around the school, so their younger brothers, their friends are all wanting to come and learn as well.
Dr. Robert Emery specialises in linguistics at the University of Adelaide.
Through the language, you can learn a lot about culture. You can learn a lot about history. The Kaurna language belongs to this place, to the Adelaide Plains. So it has the kind of vocabulary, the words, to talk about the places here, to talk about the environment, to talk about the natural species that inhabit this environment.
The University of Adelaide has received federal funding to expand its work in reviving the language. That includes the creation of a radio show spoken in native tongue. Dr. Emery says 20 years ago, he never would have imagined so many people again speaking the language.
Well, we've made a lot of headway, a headway that I would never have foreseen. I would have thought for a language in this state, it would have been just too hard. But people were inspired. They became interested in the language, and for some people, it's become their whole life.
Dr. Robert Emery and the quest for reinvigorating a lost language. The reporter, Nicola Gage.